Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh, that's a play.
Now, Judith, last time we heard that music, we were live on stage.
We were waiting to go on, like coiled springs.
And then because I'm so unmusical, I was actually more nervous than I was making out. I couldn't recognise the tune, and I kept saying to you, is this it? Is this it? Is this our signature tune?
You were having me on.
No, absolutely not. I just, like, my mind went blank. We're not going to just bang on about the show, the live show, because we do realise there are lots of people who couldn't make it to Leicester Square. It's a long way for many, many people. But there are three more. There are three more that, you know, and we will. I think we did have so much fun that we will be trying to move it around the country.
Oh, I hope so, because we really did. We really, really, really... I've got the taste for it, I'm afraid.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I have created
a monster. You have. Oh, you wait.
Are you going to be all demanding about separate dressing rooms and things like that, and me not using
flowers.
Your toilet?
Yes, yes. I imagine. Yeah. I'll try not to be. I'll try not, and of course I won't be. But no, I loved it, and I loved the atmosphere, and it was great to see the gang, and it was, I kind of relaxed into it in a way that I thought I might not. I thought I might have frozen, but no, it's good.
Well,
it was
I'm
good.
Very glad
I enjoyed
you didn't.
It. To
be honest, I don't think I've ever done a show where the audience kind of geared it up quite so much. It was the audience's show.
Yeah. I mean, it
their
was
contribution
very much...
was huge. It was huge. There was so much goodwill coming from the audience that we sort of were in this safety net of listeners who kind of get the joke and understand that sometimes we fall to pieces.
Well, yeah.
And they looked great, and I was so proud of everybody. You, Daisy, all the people that came to help. There was one great moment, you know, last week we were talking about the algorithm over the hypochondriac bingo cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's right. Mike, we thought we cracked it, didn't we?
Yeah, we had cracked it. Mike had cracked it. And then I, because I don't listen to anybody, just threw in an extra hypochondriac bingo ball that shouldn't have been in the bag. And what it did, it upset the algorithm, and 100 people won.
Simultaneously, far too soon.
Yeah.
Far too soon. It was, I know. And
after about six balls, there were suddenly 100 people going, hospital, with their hands in the air.
Oh, God. And I thought, Mike, I mean, I just thought, do you know what? I'm going to kill you. I assumed it was Mike's fault.
Yeah, well, of course you would. I mean, I let you assume that for a little while, and then I sort of put pay to that notion.
He had a lovely time. All sorts of people in the gang were coming up to him and saying, are you Mike? Hello.
Yeah. I mean, there must have been 20 blokes in there. So, I mean, they had a 1 in 20 chance that it was probably Mike. I mean, Jeff skedaddled. Jeff came to help stuff the goodie bags.
He did.
But he had another job in the afternoon. He had a show on at the Elephant and Castle, and he'd promised to go. And he's got a very low level of... I don't want to say confidence in me, but he always thinks if something goes wrong, it'll be his fault, and he's jinxed it. So he just, until I'm really confident, he'll stay away.
And then, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's sensible. I mean, he did come and help with the goodie bags.
Oh, he did.
Those bleeding goodie bags. God, I mean, there was a stage where I thought, whoa, whose bloody idea was this, giving everybody a goodie bag?
And things kept falling out a bit, because we had those tiny little biros that I got online, and they just kept rolling out the goodie bags.
Yeah, they did.
And then we forgot to ask to have them back. And we're just, you know, we're not made of pens.
Well, worse than that, the bingo cards were just fractionally too big for the bags, weren't they?
Well, no, you could get them in, but you had to...
It was a sleight of hand.
You had to
Absolutely. Oh, I know. Oh. Did you notice that Mike started bossing us all around? He took
Well, happens? You can't blame him. You cannot blame him for that. What happens was Mike just said, should we do it in piles of 10? And then we'll know when we've got to 100 and blah, 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 blah. It didn't actually matter. But it kind of made sense that we were doing it in piles of 10. And then you kept saying, I've got 15 here. I've got 15. I've got 15 bags. And Mike just said, well, everyone else is doing them in piles of 10. What it is, Judith, is that you don't like it if Mike takes even the most sensible control for even, you know, 2 seconds.
No,
and so you
I
have
don't.
To sort of buck against him and yeah, just do 15s. And I was going, no, piles of 10, Judith.
I think we
had Izzy and Daisy helping as well. And, you know, they were all doing piles of 10. Nobody else.
It's all right.
If
okay.
15 had been a better idea, everyone would have said, sorry, Mike, we're going to do piles of 15.
You're not going to let this lie, are you? You're still running with this. Yeah, I think the problem is that Mike and I are both only children, right? And, I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay. We've been married for, I don't know, is it 35 years or something? I've actually forgotten. He always remembers, I don't. And we're still having a kind of struggle about who's in charge.
Yeah.
You know, it's still an issue.
Who has the dolly, who has the ball, who, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
And we haven't got any more our parents to say, I think you'll find it's Judith's ball. I think you'll find, Yvonne, it's Judith's ball or Judith's dolly.
Who's Yvonne?
It's like if I had a friend
had
to play and we were kind of arguing about who was in charge of the game, who was in charge
of the
Wendy
house. Oh, right, a friend.
House.
I thought you had an imaginary sister then. I thought,
no.
You must talk more about Yvonne.
No, I think my mother, I mean, I remember once my mother actually saying to one of my friends, I'm sorry, but Judith doesn't want you to go home yet, so you can't. I think she stopped her going home.
Really?
Back,
that's kind
spoiled,
of hostage situation.
Well, a little bit.
But I think that in some, I think a tiny bit of me and Jeff were like that, that Phoebe was the epicentre of our world. So, you know, however sweet her friends were, she was, you know, she was the most important one and her happiness and, you know.
You sort of can't help it a bit, but that was a bit extreme. And I think, you know, I think...
Yeah, not letting her friends go. I think you'll find that Judith wants you to live here now. She's decided that what she wants you to do, she wants you to lie down on the rug. On the rug by the side of her bed. No, you're not allowed a bed of your own. You just like a little puppy dog. Judith says she wants either a puppy or a sister. We've decided that a sister would be more useful. So you're going to stay here and sleep by her bed.
She's going to choose all the games.
Yeah,
she's going to choose all the games. And what time you go to bed. Yeah.
And when you play Monopoly, she gets the top hat. Do you understand? Okay, right. Fucking hell.
It's amazing that I turned out as I was going to say as nice as I did, but actually I'm not sure that that's true.
We will. What we will do before we move on is give you some credit now for your jumpsuit, Judith. That you made yourself.
Thank you. Yes, it wasn't without its problems, and I did have to get Sue involved.
Yeah.
But that was
great. Everyone joined in when you said
yes,
Sue.
They did.
Everyone went Sue. It was like a twit woo from the owls. And I said, oh, we're a parliament of owls. Are we here to join in?
I know, it's funny that, wasn't it? Because actually, for us, it's like, bloody hell, they really do listen. You know, the gang really are. They're kind of on board. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, some know more than others, but...
Of course.
Yeah, but it was very, very gratifying that we were not casting our pearls before swine. We had an audience who really got it. But, yeah, your jumpsuit was great.
It's all right.
It's slightly short in the crotch. You have to be careful how you bend.
It is, yeah. I wouldn't bet on the seams lasting the run. I'm calling it a run. Because I think bending down a little bit. Yeah, well, you saw the ragged seam work.
No, I can't. No, remember, I'm desperately short-sighted. I am the perfect person to show a shoddy piece of work to. The perfect person.
Right, I don't quite know how to take that, but I'm seeing it as a positive. I'm trying to see it as a positive.
I would have had to get so up close and personal, Judith, that really I'd have been just invading your space. No, I'm quite...
It's all right.
I'm quite
it's
blind.
Okay. It's
great.
Okay. It's
and
okay.
Then I got my yellow Crocs out.
You
there
did.
Was still a bit of
I told you not to.
Those.
Out they
There's
came.
No stopping me. There's been no... I've worn them all week. Now, listen, OK, there are, just interrupting the podcast for a second. There are two noises in the background from where I'm recording. There's drilling in the road. It's been driving me crazy. Drilling in the road. And also Jeff has decided to have a shower in the shower room next door. So I can hear him sort of... I've told him. I think he's lathered up and just waiting now for me
to finish. I'm picturing it now.
Oh,
picturing it. worrying, isn't it?
Crikey. Oh, dear. Okay.
Where were we? Oh, where yes, were your we? Crocs. Your Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about those Crocs that I disapprove. Disapprove is kind of the word that came to mind there.
Yeah, I know. You're very rarely really horrible to me, Judith, but the face came on you, this sort of disapproving face of an older woman.
Oh, now, you see,
and
now.
Suddenly you went, I just think they look like clown shoes. I think they look bloody stupid.
Well, I think, you know, if you were in Disney, you'd sort of be, you'd think you'd just be in one of those people dressed up and you were on your tea break. Do you know what I mean? It's...
Oh, they're back in, Judith. That's the thing, they're back
in. Oh, okay, now you're just really... This is the sort of thing you really like, isn't it?
Because I've kind of caught the crest of a wave. I've caught the crest of a fashion wave. And those in the know are going, she's right. And those not in the know are going, they're hideous, they're hideous. Yes. And I don't know how long my croc phase will last. I don't think it'll last until I fall over.
Well, that's the thing, is that one of the gang said that she's heard of several people who've had a fall, and I'm going to say it like that, I'm not going to say fall over, who've had a fall in their Crocs, slippery surfaces, and
once they lose their grip, they're lethal. Exactly. But mine are very new, Judith, and they have, and I'll keep an eye on them, and when they start to lose their grip, I might stick some other soles on them with grip.
You really are not letting go.
I'm not letting them go.
It's because you think that you're one of the young people.
No, I don't want to be a young person. I don't want to be a young person.
But you think all the young people like them, so I'm going to wear them. And it's a bit of attention seeking.
You've just hit the nail on the head. It's nothing to do with wanting to be young. It is about attention seeking. It's about people saying, have you seen that fucking ridiculous woman in those yellow shoes? Yeah, it is. I've been very busy, Judith.
You have had a busy week, haven't you? I know you have. Go on then, what have you been doing?
Well, I did a little slot on Jeremy Vine's show last week, on Friday, day after last week's thing. Then we did our live podcast. Then the night after I did Richard Herring's show. I had one night in, then I was out of the theatre last night.
Oh, God, this sounds exhausting.
I know. And I've had to eat out again, you know, but cheap eats. Because, again, before the Richard Herring show, right, which is at Leicester Square Theatre where we did our show.
Same place that we were on.
Yeah, and I said to his audience, I said, will you have a look around on the floor for any little blue biros?
Because
I'm missing sort of 398. But before, I'd seen this eatery in Leicester Square, right? I can't remember, St. Martin's Lane, that one. And it was called the German Doner Kebab Company.
I think I've seen one of these.
Yeah.
So go on.
Now, what happens with your mouth when I say German Doner Kebab?
Okay, I'm straight into either a very authentic, thick Frankfurter with that lovely mustard.
Yeah.
Or I'm into some nice... I'm into slaw. I'm into coleslaw. No, and sauerkraut. Yeah. Sauerkrauty slaw.
Yeah,
cabbage,
but remember,
mustard.
It's German Doner Kebab. It's not sausage.
Oh, okay.
It's
all
not...
Right.
Yeah, it's...
But probably good quality. Good quality.
Well, that was what I thought.
Okay, all right, go on. Go
yeah,
on.
And sadly, I had the Kiki Kebab.
What's a Kiki Kebab?
Well, I know. Okay, so it's supposedly, the description is, it's packed with doner meat and fresh salad served in a pink coconut-infused waffle bread. Well, that's what drew me to it, Judy, because it was in a pink waffle bread. And I thought, well, I've never had coconut-infused pink waffle bread.
Well, nor me.
Sadly, the idea was great, but the execution was poor.
It
was quite cheap. It was under £4.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah. But, you know, which is why I didn't sort of throw it back at them. But I had a dill pickle in it and it didn't taste of anything. And I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, that is odd, isn't it? And the Germans are normally very good at everything, aren't they? I mean,
I thought it would be an efficiently kind of constructive thing that would work. And I still think the idea of a good doner kebab place that is as clean as a whistle and you know, you can go in and get something quite quick and nifty.
Yeah.
And then last night before the theatre as well, Jeff and I only had half an hour.
Oh, that's tricky.
It was.
I mean,
tight.
That's not even McDonald's, is it?
No,
I mean, that's
no.
tight for McDonald's. I should
well,
think.
You know, we
go on.
We,
what do you have then?
Well, we
Pret.
Ran into. Well, no, the Pret was too far away because it was at the Tottenham Court Road end of you know that bit, and so we ran into the Foyles Cafe, but it was 6:30. There was nothing left. There was only pastries left. I'm not having that. We ended up, and I do not know how they are still in business. And we'll have to be careful here in case we get sued and people just have to guess. But it was awful. And I went into the theatre feeling quite angry about the sandwich.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
What did you
no,
have
I
your
agree.
Tea last
I
night?
Agree.
I need something to take away that egg
oh,
sandwich
do you?
Taste.
Do yes. you? What did I have last night? Oh, a very nice... Oh, you will like this. Sainsbury's Taste the Difference fish pie
yes.
a little with a cheese crust.
Yes.
You know, very nice. Some asparagus and yeah. some sugar snap peas. You see, that's what they are. Now you're talking, aren't you?
You see,
now
Judith, I had you down as a person who made their own fish pie. I had
oh,
me
my
down
dear.
As the kind of person that bought the Sainsbury's Taste the Difference fish pie.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And I
thought
in your
shape.
Freezer, you would have a bag of mixed fish.
Oh, did you? I've been busy too. You're not the only one that's been busy.
Oh, yeah,
so
of course.
I have a few
yesterday
things in the freezer.
Was... a Wednesday, we're recording
yes.
on it, and we both had some childcare.
Yes, did you have? Were we both on nana duty? I thought we probably would be. Were you on Arlo duty yesterday?
Oh, I only had. I was so fed up about it. I only had 2 hours with him because he has quite a long morning nap. So he woke up at 12, and then at 2:30 they had to leave because you know he's been wearing his helmet.
Yeah.
To sort of round his head out, and I mean. Phoebe's so ready to sort of burn it.
Oh, I bet. Well, yes, how much longer has he got to wear it for?
He's got another month, but it's very
it's
hot and she keeps taking
it's
it
hot.
Off. And
yeah.
they've said, you know, come on, one last push.
Really?
And yeah, I think it's very difficult, you know, so... but he's, you know, he's been very good about it. He's been very good about it. And he's
aww.
So, you know, we... There's, but they, I mean, babies don't really change, do they? Babies just do the same thing as babies always have.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the repetition of stuff, you know. So Arlo's got a paddling pool in his back garden, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's never had water in it yet. He's not ready for that.
Does he just sit in it the way he
just
is?
Just sits in
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
With, you know, 100 of those plastic balls that you buy from
oh,
somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know.
Yes, I know.
And then all he wants to do, really, is pick up coloured balls and put them in a receptacle. and that's what, you know, you just spend an hour.
Yeah,
just...
I think what you, maybe what you, maybe what it is that they're easily pleased in lots of ways, aren't
yeah.
they? They're very happy. Yes,
yeah.
as
but,
you said.
But what about me?
Yes.
What about me? And I'm going, red ball, Arlo, red ball, yellow ball. He couldn't give a shit.
Of course he couldn't.
No.
Of course he couldn't. Oh,
he
no.
likes
I think
to lick the ball and then put it in a watering
yeah.
can.
I think
the
no,
ball.
I have to say, I think as nanas, I think our role is to get them knee sort of ankle deep in sort of chocolate sponge cake mix and covered in, you know what I mean? I think we've got to lead them astray a bit, haven't we?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I really thought of my mother yesterday when I did this, because it was the first time we had the paddling pool out. And obviously what she did is exactly the same. You get the hose pipe out and you fill it up, and then you have to go and get kettles of water to make it nice and warm. And I absolutely remember being presumably quite young, thinking, oh, come on, it'll be fine. Oh, no, the kettle. And it got to ages, you know, about six fucking, you know, kettlefuls of water, get it to the right temperature. And then, yeah, they had a ball. They had a ball. They had lots of nappy off time yesterday because Sienna wasn't around. As a result of which, it was a bit like having a puppy. So there were quite a few wee patches on the carpet. But they were delightful yesterday. They really were. They were delightful, actually.
Good,
but
good. It's nice age, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful age.
Let's do a communal now. Stop us.
That's enough.
That's enough. Okay. Have you been in that lake? Have you been keeping cool in that lake?
Oh, the lake is absolutely beautiful at the moment. I would go in. And it's marvellous. Absolutely marvellous.
Have you been this morning?
Of course I have, on my own. It's quite nice going on your own. Except I long to take my cosy off, because actually it's lovely swimming with no clothes on, but I daren't.
Why don't you just hoik it down to your waist and just free the breasts?
I could do that. It's sort of feels a bit if you're going to do it, you have to do it all the way. There is a lady actually that does it sort of with no clothes on, and she has a way, it's just a technique of having her robe right by the edge, and she just kind of gets out without people seeing too much. But I suppose I could do that, but no, I better not. The dustbin men come on Wednesday anyway, so that'll be the last thing you want. I just got to scratch my ear, hold on.
I've been bitten, Judith. I have been bitten to buggery.
Oh, have you?
I hope it's just mosquitoes and nothing sort of, because the one time I got bed bugs, that nearly pushed me over the edge. I nearly had a nervous breakdown over it. I've mentioned this on the pod before, but honestly, it's so hard to get rid of. I mean, you have to throw money at that situation. It's absolutely grim. So every time I get a series of bites, I find it quite triggering, Judith. I find it quite triggering.
That's the word now, isn't it?
Things are triggering. Yes, and I do. I'm immediately cast back to that time when I had bed bugs, and I was the only one in the house that reacted. So Jeff was in the same bed, and he was probably being bitten, but only some people react to bed bug bites.
Is that right? And is it like mozzie bites?
Mine are like eggs. Mine come up like eggs, Judith.
Oh, miserable. Well, take some antihistamine.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Well, come on.
I haven't taken any of my drugs yet this morning. I could keel over any time.
We're supposed to be hypochondriacs. You should be in that cupboard. Get yourself some antihistamine, for fuck's sake.
I haven't even taken my high blood pressure meds, Judith. I better watch myself. I mustn't get too excited.
You're in danger. You're on holiday next week, aren't you?
Yeah.
Missy.
We won't be doing a podcast next week because we are leaving Lambda Daisy home alone in charge of the house. I'm not sure how many will be in the house by the time we get back.
I trust her.
And if she wants to have a mate staying here, that's absolutely fine, you know. And she's got a brother in London. He might come stay here. Who knows? But Jeff and I are going on a Flavours painting holiday. Now, Flavours have taken us on holiday before, and they're a very, very fine travel company, and they have invited us out on a watercolour week painting holiday in Puglia.
That has so many asterisks for me. That's gold star.
Ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't it?
Well, Puglia. Have you been to Puglia before?
No.
It is wonderful. I wonder where you're going.
Well, apparently we've got a sort of morning trip to Lecce.
Oh, beautiful place.
So that can't be too far away. I don't know. Oh. I mean, we fly to Brindisi, but the flight is on Saturday morning at 05:45.
Oh, Jenny, that's an early start.
Judith.
Oh, it'll be lovely. You'll love Puglia. Jeff will love the ice cream, especially in Lecce. I think I can visualise the ice cream place in Lecce. And it's a bit like sort of Tuscany, because we cycled round it a couple of years ago. Lovely rolling hills and olive groves and vineyards and
very nice.
It'd be lovely.
And they look after you on Flavours, you see. They book the restaurants and all that kind of thing. So there's none of that, where should we go and what should we do?
You don't have to wait. You just concentrate on your watercolouring.
You concentrate and then you get in a minibus and they take you to a fish At restaurants, Jeff's already a bit worried about that. I said, you can just have the chips. You can just have the chips.
Does he not eat fish?
I've told you this before. Everyone forgets. He was on a family holiday with his parents and he choked on a fishbone and then missed the ferry. And he's always been nervous about fish ever since. He must have been about 8 at the time, I think. I don't know. But he doesn't like a bone. He does not like a bone.
Right, so he's a fish finger man sort of thing.
Oh, totally, yes, totally. Right, I mean, okay. You know, that's okay. His absolute...
I'm sure you'll find some lovely things. I mean, gorgeous. It's just lovely, Puglia. Are you near the coast, I wonder?
Well, I don't know, Judith. No, you've asked me that already. And now that's the second time you've asked that, I think.
Anyway, you'll be busy doing your watercolour. Oh, well, I know what you'll be doing. You'll be posting lots of things on the notice board. You know, oh, look at that. And everyone, all the gang will say, oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Can we buy it?
I'll see how much help Sir has to give me. Sir, can you just help me with this little bit in the corner,
this last bit here? The difficult bit.
I did a bit of painting last weekend, actually, very, very quickly.
Oh, because lovely.
I had seen, we'd been to this little exhibition in East Dulwich at Gallery 155A, and I was particularly taken with a painting, and it was just abstract shapes, and just very nice colours and all this. I thought, I can knock one of those out. Yeah. It's impossible. Doing straight lines is fucking impossible. I know I had masking tape, but it bled underneath and I got into a right mess, Judith, I really did, but my colours were good. And I put it up in the bathroom. I put it up in the downstairs loo. Fuck it, eh? Now then. You haven't done any painting for a while.
I haven't. I just haven't had time. I mean, honestly, what with the garden and go to Cornwall and the show and the twins. Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it? I will.
Yeah, yeah. What we're waiting for is our boys to get old enough to handle a paintbrush.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and give it here, I'll finish it. Yes,
what did you say it was meant to be? Well, if I was drawing a tractor, I'd do it like this.
Yes. Shall we play?
A donkey? Well, a donkey looks like this. It looks like my one, not like your one. So, right, Judith, before we go to Cult Corner, I need to know what you are doing for the rest of the day.
Going into Oxford, taking things back. You know, that awful thing. Boring, isn't it? Really boring.
However, has anything actually been worn?
Well, no, actually. I could go with a full, clear conscience, which is always nice, isn't it? So you don't have to distract them when they're looking at it or use any of those tactics. And I've got my receipt, so with any luck, I should be... You know, over
those
hurdles.
You've got this down to fine art now. Unlike, you know, when you were a novice and you took some trousers back and a pair of yesterday's knickers fell out of the leg of the trousers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my. I still think about that. I know.
That was a classic.
I was amazed she actually gave me my money back. I think she was too... She probably couldn't be bothered. She thought, I just want to get rid of this woman.
Absolutely. What's she going to do next? You know, what's she going to throw in my face next? Oh. okay. Culture Corner, Judith.
TV. I mean, with these gorgeous sort of hot evenings, it seems sort of a bit sad to come indoors, doesn't it? I'm saying that, but it's probably not the same for you. You'd have been watching it. But we've watched this thing with Sharon Hogan and Michael Sheen called Best Interests.
When I was doing the Jeremy Vine show, Chizzy was on, you know, the actress Chizzy, and she plays the nurse in it. And she was talking about this.
Okay.
Yes, it's a terribly sad situation, isn't it?
Oh, just terrible. I mean, yeah, so the little girl grows up with muscular dystrophy and basically the parents, or I think actually the mother in the end, takes the hospital to court because they want to cease the treatment because she gets so very, very poorly. And she wants to keep her, the mum wants to keep her alive. I mean, I tell you what it is. It's beautifully executed and it's terribly sad.
I don't know whether I could cope with it, Judy.
But it makes you, it's the sort of thing that makes people talk, you know. So I've been talking to Mike about it. I mean, because you start to think, well, wait a minute, end of life as well. You know, would I want to be treated at certain, what are the criteria and all of that? It's an important thing to watch, isn't it? You start talking about lasting power of attorneys. It's heartbreaking, but very, very good.
And how many episodes is this?
I think there were four. There were two this week, and then I think there's some more next week.
Okay. Yeah, by sharp contrast to that, Jeff and I have fallen into Love Island.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes, you couldn't get much more difficult, different than that.
I don't get it. It's a particularly foolish streak in both of us that, I mean, it's a very odd thing because Jeff and I, in some respects, have got very little in common. And then we've got all these sort of, you know, the Venn diagram of our common interests is actually quite big at the same time. Yes. It's a bit like you and I, you know, he's sort of a very different person to me. But we do have these bizarre similar interests. And one of them is sort of like getting slightly hooked on Love Island. But I'm not sure we are going to fall for it completely this year because I don't think... The men particularly are not very nice and they're very immature and there's some peculiar behaviour going on. There's some sort of slightly casually cruel behaviour and then some obsessively controlling behaviour. And it's like, it's very worrying to see it sort of just there on the television. You think, oh, but this is the stuff we've been talking about over the past few years. And why is it still being demonstrated without anybody stepping in? They genuinely need someone like you or me to come out of the shadows now and again and go bossing in and saying, oi, that's enough of that nonsense.
Absolutely. God, yes. God, yes. Because so you mean the boys are horrible to the girls? They're sort of...
Yeah, they're sort of unapologetically quite horrible, casually kind of just dumping them and going on to the next girl.
Really,
and
upset
yeah,
me.
It's I think as the mother of daughters, it's the kind of thing where you just feel instantly protective. Although, you know, some of the girls can probably give as good as they get. Sometimes I think, are they playful or are they bitchy? I'm not too sure. But by comparison to the men, they behave better.
Really?
Yeah, that's my interpretation of it. But yeah, I think
I would imagine that that's right.
But I think there might be mothers of boys listening who are going, no, you don't understand. Girls fuck with their
cows.
Yeah,
they can be cows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Possibly.
So
possibly.
I think it's just that's my natural inclination is to trust the girls more than the boys.
Yeah.
But now I've got Arlo, of course.
Ah, yes, me too, you see. Yeah, we might change sides, might
absolutely,
we?
Can you imagine if all three of them end up on Love Island?
Oh, my God.
We're watching at home going, it looked like it was quite bad behaviour, but no, Arlo wouldn't have meant that. No, he would. It was just edited badly. It was just poor editing. Oh, dear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what we watched last night, and I suppose it came up on Netflix because there's been a new season, but it's a bit like you in Succession. Never seen any of them, and I've no idea why. And that's Black Mirror. Never seen any of Charlie
Brooker's
Black Mirror.
No, I've never seen any of them either.
Have you not?
No.
We watched the first two episodes, and I could have carried on, you know.
Really?
Ad infinitum. Oh, my God, they're good. I mean, the first one. Both of them were extraordinary. Very, very,
do,
very
are they
very
standalone
different.
Episodes?
Yes, they are. Okay. Standalone and exceptionally well done, beautifully cast, and... Yeah, obviously, dark humour. I mean, the second one is kind of set in the future where people live in almost like these little cells, really, sort of surrounded by everything that's virtual. It's very difficult for me to describe, but it's got it's underpinned with his sort of, you know, the wit. And you think, God, I can imagine that happening. Oh, bloody hell, I can imagine that happening.
So and are these really on Netflix?
Clever. Yes, they're on Netflix.
Okay,
I mean, they're probably on Channel 4 as well, I should think, because, you know, they were Channel 4 productions, so they might even be on that as well. But
okay, well, I'm just going to Google Black Mirror recent series and see what comes up.
Yes, I should watch the first one of the first season.
Will do. The first one of the very first season.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay,
we went right back to the beginning, because now we've got
Right.
Now we've got the run of them, haven't we?
Yes. Right. I've got you, Judith.
Yes.
That sounds like a good new hobby.
Yes.
Our house was featured in last Friday's episode of Black Ops, which
your
is
house
a,
was featured.
Yes, 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 yes. We rented it out.
Clever idea.
A location bloke knocked on the door and said, you know, we're filming locally. This looks like a good doorstep for a murder. And I think we got 500 quid or something. I don't know whether we've ever got
very
it though
good.
Yet. I'll have to just check with Jeff because I didn't get my fucking cut. We watched Tom Holland in Crowded House, which is a heavily advertised show on Apple TV.
Again, I haven't heard of that.
It's a sort of crowded, crowded room.
Crowded room. Right, okay.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man or whatever. I don't know whether I'll commit to another one. It's dark. It's a murdery thing. Whose fault? I don't know. It's got dark undercurrents and I don't know. I mean, the thing I've enjoyed most was when I got home from the Sunday show, the joy of a matinee. I cannot get that is our cleverest stroke of genius.
It is, isn't it?
You know,
I agree.
Only doing matinees. I got home and, you know, I had a proper supper and the Antiques Roadshow.
Marvellous. I mean, we were obviously back home a great deal later than you.
You went out to eat. You had the family there.
Yes,
you went
we
out
did
to
that
eat.
Yeah, with Ellen and her
did
friend.
Did you
Jess,
find anything?
Lovely. Well, yes. I mean, in the end, we just sort of walked past somewhere and, you know, found a kind of nice place that we could sit outside and have a burger and a glass of wine. It was perfectly all right. I mean, it was lots of money for what it was, but it was absolutely fine. But, you know, I felt like I'd done a long haul flight when I got home. I was absolutely wrung out.
It's adrenaline is exhausting. I thought Ellen looked really well. I think my sister's coming to the next show and I think Phoebe and Sienna are coming to the Saturday matinee that we're doing.
I
think so. That's the plan. I'm not too sure.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
Books. Yes. We're on books. Oh, I just have to quickly mention the theatre show I saw last night. It is an Avalon production, which is the company that, you know, the management company I'm with. And they have got Spitting Image, the musical, live on stage. And the puppetry is masterful. They got a standing ovation last night, very deservedly, because the work is it's stunning. You know, there aren't many people in the world that can pull that kind of, you know, non-stop puppetry. It is only puppets. There's, you know, it's extraordinary. Books. Judith. Oh, can we just interrupt ourselves? Say massive congratulations to Barbara Kingsolver, who won the Women's Prize for Books last night for the second time.
I hadn't heard about this. What had she written?
The one I raved on about several months ago, of course, having the finger on the literary pulse, Demon Copperhead.
Oh, yes. The sort of reinterpretation of David Copperfield. Yes,
absolutely. Oh. But written sort of in a nowadays kind of opiate hell. It's such a clever book. I'm not sure I'd have managed it reading it, but I listened to it and I listened in awe. I mean, jaw-dropping awe at the scale of it, this vast, it's a big book. I think it's 18 hours on Audible.
Gosh, sounds like a worthy winner.
Oh, totally. And can you imagine winning the Women's Prize for Fiction twice?
Twice. It's a bit greedy, isn't it?
It's she could give one to me. Selfish cow. Anyway, there we go. what are you reading at the moment?
I'm still ploughing on with Stuart McConey's The Nanny State, but to be honest,
you're not romping through that.
It's not
a beach read. I think the weather is dictating that we are on beach reads at the moment.
It's interesting, I need diverting, I think, so I'm looking for something at the moment.
Okay, well, I still think Pineapple Street for a very easy summer read is a sure bet. We're on Bad Summer People, which has shades of Pineapple Street in so much that there's quite a lot of tennis in it. It's by a woman called Emma Rosenblum, set in a seaside fire island resort for terrible posh people. I'm not quite sure whether it's good enough. I think the characters are slightly two-dimensional, but Jeff is lapping it up. So very much one for the pool / beach.
Okay.
What else? Oh, I've also got a book by Cecilia Rabess, she's a young female American, African-American, and this is about a young female African-American and her will-she-won't-she fall in love with a preppy conservative white boy as they battle over contracts at Goldman Sachs. It's sort of capitalism and racism. And the writing style is appealing. It's fiercely intelligent, but it's very issue-based. You do feel like you are being, you know, issues rather than plot are driving it.
Right, which can work. God.
Yeah. I think it's the reviews are very good. So, you know, it's a kind of do your research and make your own minds up.
That's
basically
a book club choice, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. God, you do scamper through your books, Jenny.
Well, I should be writing my own, shouldn't I? But at the moment it's not happening, so I might as well just enjoy the fruits of other people's hard work. And you went to a festival.
I've forgotten about that. Yes, we went to the Kite Festival.
I thought it was going to be kites.
Yes, I know what you mean. I don't know why they've called it the Kite Festival. It's just up the road. It's in Kirtlington. So, and Martin and Nick thought they'd go. So, yeah, we went. But do you know what? It was the day before our show and it was swelteringly hot. Yeah. And I thought of you, actually, because the tents, right, were too small for the number of people that they'd sold the tickets to. And because the tents weren't far away from one another, you'd sort of got the sound bleeding in a little bit from one to the other. So I'm guessing that's why they didn't open the sides of the tents. And I don't think I've ever been so hot, actually, in my life.
Could you sit?
Well, no, you had to stand on the outside and sort of, you know, see if you could hear Michael Gove and see if you could hear John Major.
I wouldn't want to hear Michael Gove.
Well, it was the day after all the stuff broke and everything, and he resigned, so I suppose it was quite interesting. But that felt a bit, you know, kind of, I don't know, there was something unpleasant about that whole experience. But Alistair Campbell came on, and I'm a big fan of Alistair Campbell, and, you know, we all squashed in and we got there early and we got a seat and everything, and there were people standing all around the back. I don't think I've ever felt quite... I had to go out. I mean, it was probably a bit bored as well. But I was so hot, so hot and uncomfortable and squashed in. I just thought, I've got to get out. I mean, it was unpleasant.
I kind of get these festivals. I get why people want to do them and they think it's going to be masses of fun for everybody. But as a performer, for me, comfort is absolutely paramount for the audience. It's an audience cannot fully enjoy themselves unless they are comfortable. And that means that they can sit down, they can hear it, they've got access to loos, they've got access to refreshments.
And they're not sweltering so much. Yeah.
If I get offered a gig at a festival, I'm really loath, most of the time very loath to do it because I know the situation. I know how fucking hideous it is.
Well, they probably They probably had lots of people walking in and buying tickets, for all I know, and it was so unusually hot and everything. But nevertheless, it was pretty.
Did you bail out early? Because there were some very good bands on at that festival.
Yeah, I did. Well, I got my revision to do for the show. Do you know what I mean? I had to do a bit of pacing around the garden, trying to remember what we were going to do.
Yes, when I saw that photograph of you at the Kite Festival, I thought, well, I'm glad she's wearing a hat because the last thing I need is someone coming with sunburn or sunstroke.
I was sensible. I was a sensible girl. I was definitely a sensible girl.
What did you have to eat?
Oh, they had a lovely Cornish fish stall. Okay. Quite expensive. So it had mouse watering. Squid, in batter, very nice squid with a nice mayonnaise, quite upmarket mayonnaise on it.
Aioli.
It might have been like a bit of aioli, don't you?
Bit lemon and some rocket.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Nice. Yes. Oh, I haven't had my breakfast yet, Judith. I'm feeling borderline insane now.
I bet. Well, you need to get some inside you, don't you?
Well, I'm working now, aren't I?
Look, are you dressed?
I'm wearing what I call Big Yellow, which is a caftan.
Oh, I thought that was the bag that you carry around.
That's turmeric yellow. This is something I bought from Zara many moons ago. And it's long and it's baggy. And I once got it. It's got a chewed up hem because I got it caught when Jeff and I were cycling on the Ile de Ré on electric bikes.
You get it caught in the workings.
I
covered that.
So listen, we must love you and leave you people because I've got a gig tonight and I'm absolutely petrified because I've got to get my old stand-up show out of mothballs and then I've got to update it and I'm doing the first sort of run through of, you know, what...
Am I in it?
No. not at the moment. No. Suddenly the only child reared her head
again. Yes, that's right. I think you'll find I'd like to be in that.
Yeah, yeah. No, not at the moment. Right, we had a lot of lovely emails, lots of lovely messages on all social media platforms and our, what is our email address again, Judith? olderwiderpod@gmail.com. olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And yes. Thank you for all your very kind messages and stories of claustrophobia and about people
getting
taking
lost.
People getting lost on the way to the gigs. Then we've had letters about 92-year-old mothers who gets thrown out of gardens for pinching tiny cuttings of plants. That's basically going to be you, Judith. We have a big thank as well.
We do. Claire Blewett, thank you so much for those lovely necklaces that you made for Jenny and I, and also Daisy. We all got one of a different colour.
We all and got a necklace really and really beautifully made. Thank you very much, Claire. That's lovely. And also thank you to the woman who, I'm sorry about names. I ripped into the parcel and I ripped off the tag. Got. Yeah, I got a bottle of Dark Horse Chardonnay, which I snatched.
You did, rather.
Yeah.
And some very upmarket snacks, which I snatched. Really has the measure of us, and I'm so sorry, but I haven't had time to look back at your name. But I know you did it because we found you a ticket from somebody,
one of the gang.
You didn't need to, but it was so, so thoughtful.
It was so apt, and it was in the dressing room us, and we fell upon it.
We did.
Like vultures. So big thanks to everyone who came. Thanks to everybody who sent good wishes for the show, even though you live far too far away. We will try and get this show on the road in the future. And, it was, it was, you lot made it. You lot were fabulous. I mean, we were quite good, weren't we, Julia?
Yeah, I hope we can do it again. Yeah,
of course we will. Yeah. All right, then.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you have a good day.
And have a lovely holiday, Jenny.
And sorry we won't be here next week, but I think I might be on an excursion. I tell you though, Judith, if it's a pile of fucking rubble with some signs on saying this used to be, I'll be back in the minivan. All right. Take care, everybody. Lots
Toodle
of love.
Bit.
Bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.